Bring something warm. Even sunny days can be really cold up here. We're over 11,000 feet above sea level. The air is thin. Anything can happen on the Jungfraujoch. People are skiing in August. I saw some guys hiking down in the glacier, and if you look beyond the glacier, you can almost see Italy. We're on the top of Europe. Many views later, we're back in Kleinescheidig for lunch. The mountain air and exercise make even a simple picnic a memorable meal. The view gives this grassy perch atmosphere that no restaurant could match. From there, we hike into the less touristed Lauterbrunnen Valley. The two-hour downhill hike is easy. My gear is some sturdy shoes, sunblock, watch out for the mountain sun, my jacket, a tourist map of the trails, and lots of film.
Yes, and you certainly got that looking its best.
The scenery changes. It's a slow strip tease as new mountains replace the ones we've seen. In the distance, the haunting sound of Alphorns reminds us how comfortably man and nature mix in Switzerland. 2 hours and 36 photos later, we're in the traffic-free town of Vengen. Now this is where we treat ourselves to a cool apple juice. That's Apfelsaft up here, while we wait for the train to take us down into the valley floor. And this rest stop's a good chance to finish up some loose ends on the money talk we had earlier. Let's talk a little bit about the issue of plastic versus cash. Credit cards are widely accepted throughout Europe. They do work, like here at this restaurant in Vengen, which caters to a lot of tourists. A credit card works great for cash advances, major purchases, your splurge restaurant, and certainly for car rental and collateral. And credit cards give you a good exchange rate. I do use them, but they aren't accepted by some of my favorite places, the street vendors or a country guest house. The off-the-beaten-path stuff. So I also depend on cash. These days, bank machines throughout Europe let you withdraw from your account at home in the local currency. These ATMs are the easiest way to get local cash. Know and understand the money. The local currency is not funny money. Right away, in each country with a different currency, take some time to figure it out. Euros, Swiss francs, and British pounds are all decimalized, like dollars. There's 100 little ones in every big one. Only the names have been changed to confuse us tourists. Then go with a rough approximation, easy to figure out in your head.